This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A Bush administration initiative aimed at keeping homeowners out of foreclosure may be working for some. The group, organized by the administration, is an alliance of lenders, including giants like Countrywide and Citigroup, which calls itself Hope Now. Hope Now reported yesterday that since last July, its lenders have provided help to more than 1 million borrowers. But critics charge that help in many cases was just stretching out the financial pain. NPR's John Itzde reports.
Hope Now officials touted the new data, saying that it showed three times as many homeowners are getting loan adjustments as are being forced to sell their homes in foreclosure. But critics, including Bruce Marks of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, or NACA, says most of these loan adjustments are just band-aids. In fact, about three-quarters of the adjustments make no change in the interest rate, amount, or length of the loan. In the worst cases, Marks says, they just allow delinquent borrowers time to catch up and could actually raise monthly payments.
The vast majority of those quote-unquote solutions is no real solution. The inevitable result's going to be foreclosure because they're not changing the underlying mortgage, which says this mortgage is structured to fail. It's unaffordable.
Bruce Marks suggests a different approach, reducing the interest rate on these loans to make them affordable. His organization, which works with low-income borrowers, is doing just that under an agreement it negotiated with Countrywide. NACA is refinancing loans and cutting rates by as much as 5% so borrowers can stay in their homes. NACA's approach is just one of a number of alternatives being put forward by skeptics who don't think the administration's voluntary Hope Now Alliance is an adequate answer to the mortgage crisis.
I think we're getting to the point where we may have to become much bolder in what we do.
That's Mark Zandi of MoodysEconomy.com. Though he's a private economist, Zandi has been shopping a plan around Washington that he believes could avoid massive foreclosures and stabilize the housing market. Zandi envisions the government buying huge numbers of troubled mortgages and refinancing them at lower rates. Under his plan, lenders would compete in an auction to sell their mortgages to the government at a discount. For instance, the government might pay just $150,000 for a mortgage that was worth $200,000 originally. The government would then refinance the mortgage at a lower level, making it more affordable for the homeowner, says Andy.
But I wouldn't let the borrower off the hook. The $50,000 difference I would also put into a second loan, a second lien. And if house prices ever were to rise and the homeowner were able to sell, for more than $150K, they would share those proceeds with the government.
In the end, this might cost the taxpayer $100 billion, says Zandi, but it would be worth it to reduce the suffering of desperate homeowners, stabilize the housing market, and get the economy back on track. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd of Connecticut and former Federal Reserve Board Vice Chairman Alan Blinder have similar proposals of their own. But Treasury Undersecretary for Domestic Finance, Robert Steele, says it sounds too much like a bailout.
There are people that bought multiple condominiums in Las Vegas with 2% down, and we basically don't view that as an issue of public policy. We're not interested in bailing out investors or speculators, and a lot of these suggestions that people are making have that unintended and very unattractive consequence.
President Bush and Treasury Secretary Paulson both agree. Mark Zandi argues it wouldn't be hard to identify most speculators because mortgage servicers already know which mortgages are held by investors. There are other ideas floating around Washington, too. For instance, some banks want to extend government insurance to thousands more troubled loans. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke in Florida this morning to give a speech on reducing the number of foreclosures seems more open to government intervention than the Bush administration. He told Congress last week the Fed is studying alternatives, but could not yet recommend further action. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.